This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and the NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday that Russia is boosting its military buildup and encircling much of Ukraine, despite its claims that it's withdrawing some troops. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters Wednesday, quote, more Russian forces, not fewer, are on the Ukrainian border and they're moving into fighting positions. In Brussels, Stoltenberg said, quote, we have heard the signs from Moscow about readiness to continue diplomatic efforts, but so far we've not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues its military buildup. U.S. and Ukrainian officials say they've not seen any evidence of a Russian pullback of some of the 150,000 troops deployed on the northern, eastern, and southern borders of the former Soviet Republic. A senior administration official said in recent days, Russia has added as many as 7,000 troops near the Ukraine border. Roshan Consulting, an independent Poland-based defense consulting firm, which tracks military movements via satellite image, said in a report that more Russian military trains had arrived near Ukraine since Moscow's announcement that it was sending some troops back to their home bases. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced on Wednesday a move by Russian legislators to recognize two Russian-supported breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent. Russia's lower house voted on Tuesday to ask President Vladimir Putin to recognize the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, which declared independence from Ukraine in 2014. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at